News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, the price of a pint is set to increase again from next month. Diageo has informed publicans that Guinness, Harp, Smithwick, Hop House 13, all of them are going to go up by 6 cents per pint. Business owners and customers say they are frustrated at the continuous price hikes. And our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been meeting with those on both sides of the counter.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. People aren't going out anymore. They're staying at home, pre-drinking. It's just horrendous. You're spending so much money on a pint.
Bar that I would frequent absorbs the price hike, so we've still managed to maintain a sub €5 pint, but I don't know how sustainable that is for my publican. He's also my psychologist, so so he's an integral part of our community.
Definitely like way too expensive. Like when I go out, I just don't drink as much, or like if someone's offering to buy pints, then I'll say yes to that. But
you put your hand up for that.
Yeah.
This will be the fourth price increase in 2 years for some of the most popular drinks. Publicans say there's been an avalanche of costs hitting them, with many having to pass these on to the customer. Pat Crotty is chief executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Pat says there needs to be more long-term supports to ensure businesses remain viable.
There are some people who regard it as another nail in the coffin. They don't want to be putting any more cost on customers. But if they're going to keep their business alive, they can't ignore cost. Because if you ignore all the costs, eventually there's no profit. If there's no profit, there's no business. So it's very difficult. They have to decide, do they move or do they not?
Is there any way to alleviate this? Or do you think, will it be passed on to the customer?
The government have said they're going to reduce the VAT, as in they have recognised that there's a problem in the hospitality sector and are going to address the food issue. An awful lot of pubs don't sell food. So it doesn't matter how much they reduce the VAT on food by, it's not going to help them. But they have been hit by all the same costs from government to do with labour and the cost of employing people and pensions and sick pay and all those issues that affect all business. There are ways they could help the pub trade if they gave some help on excise, which would go directly, if it was excise on kegs, if they did something with employers' PRSI. They would ease the pressure. The government had taken pubs from being reasonably healthy, reasonably sustainable, to the point where you're wondering which is the next one to close and how many are going to close this year.
There are various prices when it comes to the cost of a pint. In some cases, they can double depending on the pub. So what is it like for those pulling pints, especially when they go up?
I'm a local bartender here in the Temple Bar area.
So Temple Bar would be known for higher prices for a pint compared to some parts of the country?
It is, yeah, but everywhere is getting more expensive. It's getting too expensive to go out now, to be honest.
And what kind of reaction do you get from customers when there's news now of another price increase?
It's where I put it up myself. Like, it's where I was getting the money, to be honest with you. Yeah, it's not a great reception.
And you do get grief from...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get it. Get a lot of grief.
You know. For the tourists, then, are they surprised with the price, or are they happy to pay it?
Well, when you're on holidays, you're on holidays. You know, you don't mind paying that bit extra. But, yeah, you can feel the pinch. I certainly see a lot less tourists now. They might have had a few drinks, but now they're maybe only having one or two.
Following this latest increase, the Changing Times Brewery, which only launched in November and is backed by a number of publicans, has promised not to increase its prices this year. One of the men behind the brewery is the owner of the Bankers Bar in Dublin, Alan Campbell.
A few of us got together and decided that we'd give customers a bit more of an Irish beer opportunity when they come into pubs. And we had a few pints over it, had a chat about it, and so became Changing Times.
The idea there is so to have it as an Irish offering, but like there's kind of an ethos there as well that you wanted to hit home that you could set your own prices.
Absolutely. The prices that we're doing are standard prices of mainstream beers at the moment.
But you've committed to freeze prices for the year.
100%. We've locked in a deal with our suppliers, our grain suppliers, and we have a fixed price for 12 months. We have no interest in putting the price up.
But like many businesses, like everyone is feeling the pinch, whether it comes to supplies, materials, ingredients. Like, how can you promise that?
We've locked in prices with our supplier for 12 months, and we're not going to pass on a price increase that we didn't get.
Many tourists come to Ireland for the crack agus ciúil and to experience our famous public houses. But what do those visiting here think of the price of a night out?
I'm probably from Italy.
And what do you think of the price of food and drink in Dublin so far?
So far, it's not great. Yeah, they're quite expensive, I think.
In comparison to Italy?
To Italy, yes. Yeah. Yes. And I've been in London as well, and I think it's a little bit...
You think it's more expensive here than London?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm travelling from New Zealand, and yeah, more expensive than home, more expensive than London.
you'll be watching your spending. So when you're obviously when you're going,
yeah.
My God, yes.
You can't go full holiday mode and let money disappear.
No, we're definitely still being careful. Unfortunately.
And that was Josh Crosby there talking about that unfortunate increase in the price of a pint.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.